The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota hosts Indiana on Friday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I will go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, PJ, I wanted to ask you, when one side of the ball is struggling, in this case the defense, do you have more involvement on that side, and have you been more involved in some of the calls and checks and adjustments as you guys have struggled during games?
Well, just be more involved in what we have to be able to do to fix some of the things, you know, not necessarily in terms of the play calling on a down-to-down basis, but, okay, here's where we're going to go back to, and here's what we're going to be able to do. Going, you know, less is more in this case. So I think that's where I've plugged myself in a little bit more, spending more time over with the defensive side of the ball, just to be able to, again, continue to find out what are the issues that we have to be able to fix. And not only just, you know, development of players, but recruiting as well, as you continue to watch every player of how they're developing and being part of that. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into that.
Has the more involvement dated back to Maryland, or has it been more in maybe the last couple of weeks?
Well, it's hard to be able to sit there and say. I think after last week, obviously you look at why, you know, did all that happen. But Maryland after Maryland, you know, when you start to look at every week, whether it's a win or loss, Andy, it's you know, is it the schematic? Is it the coaching? Is it the personnel, right? So you're involved in that every single week as it is. I think I'm just a little bit more now as of this game in terms of, okay, let's stop saying it where we're going to be taking away from other and we're going to create other problems by doing those things. Let's just play our defense the way we know how to play our defense. Not sit there and say, I only have to think we do is stop this. But again, when you're looking at some of the teams we're playing, if you statistically stop them with this, your chances of winning to go up, right? And we're playing people that are very, very balanced, and they're doing a great job of that. And, you know, it's hard to make some of these teams one-dimensional. And then when you make them one-dimensional and you're getting beat on the other side, it's very difficult. So I think even after the, you know, from game one, we've been able to do that. But I'd say as a Maryland game, when you start to see, okay, why are the explosive plays happening, that's when you start to insert yourself a little bit more.
Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thanks for the time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.